News, I'm Ben Thomas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's back in the Middle East. Our Joe Fetterman reports it's his fifth trip since the war broke out between Israel and Hamas in October.
He's starting the visit in Saudi Arabia, moving on to speak to Qatar and Egypt, and then making his way to Israel later in the week. He's trying to seal a ceasefire that would at least pause the fighting between Israel and Hamas. That's now over 120 days old. But he has other things on his mind as well. The risk of this war escalating and spreading across the Middle East. We've seen that with Houthi attacks on international shipping, and then in recent days, attacks by the U.S. and Britain on Houthi and Iranian-backed targets across the region.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's thinking about dismissing the commander-in-chief of the country's armed forces. He tells Italy's RAI TV he wants to ensure the country's leaders are convinced of victory against Russia. Senate Republicans are distancing themselves from a bipartisan proposal that would clamp down on illegal border crossings, provide funding for Ukraine, as well as Israel and other U.S. allies. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is moving toward a test vote Wednesday. Buckingham Palace says King Charles has been diagnosed with cancer and begun treatment. And in Colorado, the family of four young black girls handcuffed and held at gunpoint by police has reached a financial settlement. Norman Hall has details.
Brittany Gilliam and the girls, ranging in age from 17 to 6 years old, were headed to get their nails done when pulled over by Aurora police officers who mistakenly believed her vehicle was stolen. Civil rights attorney David Lane.
One by one, they put these kids face down on hot pavement in August.
I was more scared than anything because all I could hear was their crying and their screams.
Gilliam's lawsuit settled for $1.9 million, alleged profound and systematic racism.
And I fully will never understand it, but I will say I forgive them.
I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. The Justice Department's looking to address racial disparity in victims' compensation programs.
Thousands of Americans turn to state-run victim compensation programs after their families have been impacted by violent crime. The money goes for things like funerals, lost wages, therapy. But AP reporter Claudia Lauer's investigation found white families were much more likely to be approved, citing these numbers last year from Delaware.
Black victims accounted for less than half of the applications the state received, but they made up 63% of the denials the state handed out.
And she says families were devastated by the rejection letters.
Cold, curt form letter that basically told them that their kids had caused their own murders.
The Justice Department changes, if adopted, would eliminate some of the subjective reasons why families are denied assistance. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.